truly organic because of cross-pollination and so on.
In terms specifically, though, of the GM crop itself, are there fears about what it could do to what, human health?
Some people fear that, yes. And I think this is where the people who fear that have not been out saying, oh, it could cause this, it could cause that. What they've been saying is, we don't know, let's wait a bit, let's evaluate.
So farmers will be pleased, they've been campaigning for a ban, but the Swiss biotech industry presumably will be very upset by this.
Yes, they're very disappointed. I mean, within Switzerland, there are some of Europe's, the world's top biotech companies doing a great deal of very advanced research. Now, although research into GM crops inside in the laboratory is not covered by this ban, that will be able to continue, there is a fear among these biotech firms that a vote like this does send a signal to the rest of the world. There are some aspects of modern science that are not welcomed in Switzerland, and many biotech firms have been saying, how can we attract the best possible researchers to come and work for us if we say, well, you can go so far in the laboratory, you want to try this out in the open air, you're not going to be able to do it here. So they are disappointed, yes.
The European Union had a ban in place on GM crops until last year. That was lifted, but it hasn't made a great deal of change, has it?
Not so far, no. This is a very interesting conundrum because, of course, Switzerland is not in the European Union. And once again, with this vote, is going in another direction. But if you look at particularly Western Europe, the 10 to 15 original members of the European Union, none of them have planted any GM crops since 1999. And although Brussels lifted its own moratorium last year, certainly France and Germany said, well, that's all very well, but we are still going to keep in place extremely strict evaluation procedures, which will take many years before we approve the planting of GM crops.
Our correspondent in Switzerland, Imogen Fuchs.